What type of memories does a day like today bring back for you?
Oh, of course. They bring a lot of memories back because you see a lot of the guys that you played with. You remember them. You remember the games. You remember some of the reasons why you remember them, you know. And so it really fulfills a good part of the day. And then, of course, you meet some of the guys that played either before you did or after you did. And that's always a nice, interesting time to spend some time with those guys as well.
Pete, what do you recall about that 1960 championship game here at Franklin Field?
What do I recall about that game? Well, I just remember that we played Green Bay. We had to be ready for them, which we were. It was the only game that Vince Lombardi lost as a playoff game or a championship game. And it was kind of an interesting week, quite frankly. We practiced indoors practically all week because of the weather. And we came down to Franklin Field, and it was a day that was a pretty good football day, quite frankly. They got the snow off to the side and everything. But I don't know. I guess mostly it's you knew it was the end of the road. And you didn't want to leave the end of the road until you had accomplished what you set out to do. And that was win the championship. So,
what was special about that team? What made you guys a championship team?
About that team? I guess the personality of the team. We were all good friends. We were not just teammates. We were all good friends. Every one of them. Van Bronckhorst, who was our quarterback, he's living out in Valley Forge, had a home out there. He was always inviting us out. And he had a pool built in his backyard. So there was always 15 or 16 guys out there in his backyard. We just had the camaraderie of that ball club was helped make it what it was. And as a result, we not only felt we were very close, but it helped us play together as well as be together.
How many times do you reminisce about that season and your time here with the Eagles?
Well, memory keeps me from remembering everything. But, no, it was. I just can't believe it. That's the last one we had here. 1960 was a long time ago. And you'd think that surely we would have fallen into our route somewhere along the line that produced another championship, but it hasn't. They've had some good teams, but never quite made it all the way to the top. So I'm sure. I just think that we had a team, and the guys came together. Everybody supported everybody else. You had a camaraderie, as I started to say, on that team that you just don't have that often. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
So what is it like being back here today, knowing how great that time, that era when Franklin Field helped revitalize the franchise?
Well, it brings back a lot of memories. It really does. And then you meet the guys you played with, some of the guys that you played with, and you get a chance to meet some of the guys that are on the current roster. And that's always nice because you have a personal relationship with them as well. But I can tell you how the season started. And that was when our coach, Buck Shaw, came to the first squad meeting. And we only won two games the year before. And he said, here we are getting ready to start another season. He said, I can tell you what it's going to be. We're going to have one team playing, one coming, and one going. You decide which one you want to be on. Everybody got the message. We decided we better start playing.
What did you like about this stadium? I know it's one of the most historic stadiums.
Oh, it's a great football stadium. I mean, there's not a seat in this house that you don't. It's not a good football seat, really. And it's probably not the most comfortable. Today they're making comfortable seats in stadiums, but you're sitting on bleachers. But you can do that for a couple hours and get by. That's no problem, I would think. And the only problem with Franklin Field was that it was in the middle of the University of Pennsylvania. And it wasn't like there was a great big parking lot next door. You had to find your own place to get the job done. And everybody did. Everybody that was a season ticket holder had their own personal private way to get to the stadium. And they did.
How much do you watch the current team? And what's it like watching the NFL today?
Well, I watch every game that I can. I really do. Preseason games as well as the season games, and I guess I look for them a little bit. I look at them a little differently than most people do. That is, that I look for things that I can see or sense in a ball player that he's maturing and that he's learning from what he's trying to do in his position. And when you see those execution of the basic fundamental skills of the game, you say, this kid's on his way. It's like Foles, your quarterback. Last year was a heck of a learning experience for him. I don't care what he was in college. It was a learning experience in the first year in the pros. And part of this year is going to be another learning experience for him. He won't come into his own, I predict, until his third year. And then he'll be one of the best in the league.
How about the tight ends? Obviously has arguably the greatest ever suit up for the Eagles. Do you keep an eye on Brent Celek, Zach Ertz?
Well, not so much, really. Yeah. They're all good ball players, but I don't pick out one particular position thinking that, well, I know everything there is to know about being a tight end, because I don't. And they have their own way of getting away from a linebacker. They have their own way to run a pattern. So, and it works for them, and that's good.